Recording started.
Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru, and great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Really special podcast today, because you don't get to listen to me anymore. We've got an unbelievable guest with us. Brett Campbell is his name, all the way from sunny Gold Coast, living the lifestyle there on the beach, and very excited to be able to introduce Brett very shortly. So why did we get Brett on? Well, Brett is not only an amazing marketer, but has created an amazing following online in a short period of time, but more importantly, has generated absolutely amazing numbers in terms of products sold within the health industry, and has now got fingers in so many other different pies. I think you're really going to pick up some great little pieces of gold nuggets here, but more importantly, I want you to be able to really hear on how Brett goes about doing things, because we've had a lot of people in the past talk about marketing and lead generation, and it's all been good stuff, but I know from knowing what Brett does that you're going to really be quite excited to be able to try some of these things that he's doing. So Brett, welcome. Great to have you on the call, and really looking forward to being able to chat to you today.
Yeah, Michael, mate, thank you very much for having me. I can't wait to share with your amazing audience, so let's get stuck into it.
Fantastic. So let's start us off. You tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, okay, a little bit about myself. I'll give you the short yet long version. Mate, basically, to give everyone a bit of a snapshot, I grew up in New Zealand, a beautiful little country. It's just my mother, my sister, and myself. My mother left my father when I was 4 years old, so we went and started our own life over in New Zealand. And at that age of 5 years old, for me, I took upon myself, and the reason why I share this is because this is the driver that's driven me every day of my life, to be honest. And at that moment when I was 5 years old, I said, you know what, I'm going to do everything I can to take care of my sister and my mother. And that's where the entrepreneurial bug, I guess, you know, was allowed out to play. So to speak, you know, there's that movie coming out at the moment called Goosebumps, and it's where they open up the book and all these animals start flying out. For me, that was my opening book moment, right, where I was allowed myself to explore what it was to be an entrepreneur. So mate, from an early age, I had this bug, but I didn't know what to do with it. Again, I grew up in a town where there wasn't many entrepreneurs around, and I felt a little bit different. But, you know, high school, ended up getting kicked out of high school because I spoke too much, which is ironic because now I make a living from speaking. And then it got to a big point where I just didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, so I jumped on an airplane, moved to Australia, to the Gold Coast, and decided to start a life as a fitness professional. I thought, you know, why not be a fitness professional? And started in the fitness industry because it was a passion of mine. It was something I loved doing. But I soon found out that, you know, it was a passion of mine, but was it that thing that I needed to be doing for the rest of my life? You know, when you start training people, you start to look, for me especially, and also coaching, mentoring other trainers, I hear the story time and time again, is once you, you know, what you have as a passion, for me, was obviously physically training myself, but then I found out that my unique ability was not to actually train people, it was to build business. And, you know, I built a fitness franchise out of that. When we launched it, we had 35 locations in 6 months. Then I became addicted to this online world and what the possibilities and opportunities were, and we're able to reach, you know, not dozens of people from our local community, we're able to reach millions of people from all around the world. So that's a bit of a snapshot of what's led us here today, mate.
Yeah, brilliant. And certainly your understanding, your knowledge of online marketing and lead generation really is probably second to none. I know one thing you were telling me a bit earlier is you were able to generate over 400,000 opt-in email subscribers that you could talk to on a regular basis. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it started when I first got wind of what this online internet marketing world was. I was walking out of my house at the time. I was renting with a flatmate, and I was walking past the computer, and I seen this picture on her computer, and it was of someone doing a bodyweight squat. So two photos, before shot and a after shot. So someone standing and someone squatting down. I was like, what's that? And she goes, oh, it's an ebook I just bought. I'm like, what? And the light bulb went off. I was like, you just bought it. How much did you pay for it? She goes, $37. I was like, no way. You just bought $37 piece of nothing that's on the internet, which isn't even really real. And someone just made money off it. And that's where my obsession for online marketing came from. And I realized very, very early after, you know, after a cataclysmic fail, I'm not sure how far we want to go into that, but I realized that building your email list is the most important thing that any single business can do. Any single business. It's like speaking English, right? Building your email list should be your speaking English. It's how you then go and reach and communicate and share everything else that you have to offer with your community. So it enabled us to be able to sell out a retreat. So we took 30 ladies from Australia that we didn't even know personally, other than email contacts. We sold the retreat out, 30 people within 24 hours. We had 176 people on a waiting list to come to the event if anyone pulled out. And I share that story with you again to emphasize the importance of your email list is the most important thing that you can start to create. So that's where the obsession came from.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. And it was only a couple of weeks ago where we actually did something on the importance of engaging with your community, which your database is part of, because I'm sure you weren't like everybody who goes, well, great, let me build a list and then let me just sell. Tell us a little bit about the importance of nurturing.
Yeah, well, let me share with the audience exactly what I did. That'll probably make it even easier. So at an early start, when Facebook was, you know, I guess you'd say still crawling in the overall scheme of things, we started early on Facebook. Actually, we only started in 2012 on Facebook. And this is, I guess, in the last 3 years is where we've been able to do all the massive growth. But what happened was I was getting people on our email list and I was like, there's got to be something more to this. What can I do? And what we were doing is every single person is we're driving them to a Facebook community, not Facebook group. It's free. It's there. And that Facebook community, we were delivering content, we were helping, we were giving out services to a degree, of course, for free. We were helping educate everyone in our community. And what was happening was that was building so much capital value, like the relationship capital that we had. And there's two totally distinct things that an email send can do, like you're sending an email to your list versus community on Facebook. And everyone here listening, they will be in a community of some sorts, whether it's your community or someone else's. And how they are run will totally determine what you will end up benefiting from. So we've got a community actively, so 16,000 females, and this is the fitness space I'm talking about here as well, but you can do this for any industry. And that's where we educate people on a daily basis. However, the most beautiful thing that you'll see happening is we've got products and services, right? So in that program, or in that community, ladies are using our products and services, and guess what they're doing every day? They're posting in there, they're saying how their results are amazing, and that starts to feed the engine, so to speak, and people organically go, oh, what's that program? Oh, I haven't heard about it yet. I'll go check it out. And that in itself, it's creating, it's, you know, your own ecosystem is what I like to call it, and it's how do you get it running on autopilot? Because me as an entrepreneur, I like to do least amount possible for the biggest return. Now, that doesn't mean I'm lazy. It just means I'm very strategic with what we're doing. So going back to that whole process of nurturing a community, you definitely need to do that 100%. I've taught people how to build an email list. A guy I know, he built an email list of 45,000 contacts within 6 months, and then I unsubscribed from his list because he was emailing too much, and I said, dude, you need to just, you know, take a little bit easier on the emails. But it wasn't so much that he was emailing too much. He was emailing the wrong things, and he was always trying to look for a sale, and that is the wrong way around. What I find is most valuable in this day and age is you need to give value first, right? Give value first, and people will want to reach out to you.
Brilliant.
So, mate, I'll stop myself there because I could ramble on for hours. So you just correct me.
No, Yeah, and brilliant and so true. And as I say to our guys, whether that's doing that email list for your products and services and building a community, or whether it's on the other side of doing it to find partners, whether they be referral partners, cross-promotion partners, the concept is still exactly the same. It's about finding people who are the right fit. It's about building relationships, nurturing them, and it's about communication with them. So, yeah, lovely, lovely. Now, you have a great online following. How do you go about creating that online following and really, I suppose, creating that community that you've gone about being able to create?
That's a very great question. Let me figure out where's the best place to start here, because there's so many angles we could take this. I think, first of all, when it goes to creating a following, is you first of all, and this is a tip that I share with everyone, when everyone's speaking on any stage, is if we're speaking about Facebook, which I'll be totally open and honest here, we build 95% of our business from Facebook, okay? It's no secret. And yes, we pay to play. So that's another thing. So we're happy to invest, you know, a lot of money. So in the last 3 years, we've been close to investing about $700,000 in Facebook itself for all different advertising and those type of things. So there's a couple of key fundamentals that I believe everyone should really understand first, is that don't be afraid to pay to play, because that can happen. You can move forward so much faster if you're prepared to jump into the bigger fishbowl, if we want to call that. So building a community, you need to start with, number one, why you want to build a community. Because when we first started 3 years ago, and when I say started, that's where, you know, it really started to take off. You know, I'd been trying this online stuff for a year previous and nothing was working for me. And what we started was we built a brand, right? So our brand is called Fit Chicks in the fitness space. So our company is called Fit International, and Fit Chicks is one component of that. So what I noticed, though, back in 2012 was brands were very popular. Like, our page grew really fast. People were loving it, very heaps of interaction. But I've noticed something over the last 12 months, and that is brand, that is personal brand. And this is something that I actually didn't catch on to early enough. I think, you know, if I had have caught on back then, that, you know, things would be a lot different now. But I see so many entrepreneurs not building their own personal brand as well. Okay, now a lot of the entrepreneurs go to me, oh, but I don't really know what I want to do. And I go, that's cool. But start building the personal brand of who you are right now alongside your business brand. Because what's going to happen is your personal brand is open to change. You know, and if I look at my progression in the last 5 years, you know, I was known as the health and fitness guy, and then I was known as the coach to health and fitness professionals. Now I coach people from around the world on building online business and a whole heap of other things. If you just build a business brand for one of those modalities, what's going to happen if you want to sell your business? What's going to happen if you know, no longer actually want to be in that industry? You're going to have to go and start all from fresh again, building a whole new community of followers. So that's why I place the importance on building your personal brand. And an example of that was when we built our Fit Chick brand at the very start, the fitness brand, my wife was the face of it, but it still wasn't her. It wasn't Emily, the face of it. And just recently, we've built her own personal brand. In the last, I think it's been her fan page. We literally took from 100,000 fans in less than 12 weeks, and that is purely now because personal brands are so hot right now. People want to follow people. So the big lesson that I'm trying to allude to there is, before you go and build a massive, you know, business brand, so to speak, make sure that you're not forgetting your own personal brand as well on the side. Now, there's obviously a lot of modalities and a whole heap of things to think about there, but I just want to plant the seed for people listening who don't have a personal brand yet, and they're probably going, what is a personal brand? Here's what you can do. Just go and get your own Facebook fan page and start posting things that you like on there. Because what will end up happening is people will end up following you. Right? People will end up following you as a person and what you like and what you believe in. So, and I hope that helps there.
Yeah, lovely.
Lovely, fantastic. So last question, you're great at being able to build partnerships, collaborate, do things with each other. That's what the people listening are all wanting to do. What's one or two tips that you might be able to give them around how you go doing that?
Here's a strategy that I share, and I just recently shared this, speaking, we were talking earlier about we both do work with the Entourage in Sydney there, and I shared with this on stage, and it was my number one strategy on how I earned $72,000 this week. And this is the exact formula that I did, okay? And this is what I recommend everyone do. Utilize, first of all, the biggest giant, which is Facebook, okay? We all do that. We've all got a Facebook profile. My opinion, this is what you need to do. Go and unsubscribe from every single group or community that you are in. Keep yourself in 2 to 3 communities. That's it. Keep yourself in 2 to 3 communities, okay? We don't want to prostitute ourselves off to, you know, 20 different groups. You might put one post in there every 3 weeks, or you might make a comment every so often. That's not going to build any relationship capital with anyone. So go and pick 2-3 groups, and then you must spend half an hour. Give yourself 30 minutes per day, okay? This is a long-term strategy. You're not going to get paid for the first 30 minutes. But go and give yourself 30 minutes per day where you're spending time, energy in that group, answering people's questions. And don't do it in a sleazy way where you're trying to look for a sale. Like if someone goes, oh, how do I build an email list? I'm not going to go, oh, here, go sign up to my free webinar I'm running. Like that's not what people want. That's not building relationship capital. Anyone could post a link to a webinar or a training. What you need to do is you need to go in and you need to, and you know, you talk about this a lot, Mike, the whole thing about relationship and how you actually go about, you know, even communicating with people to get in the front door, is just go and lead with the opening hand. Say, hey, look, I noticed that you're trying to look to generate leads. I've actually been able to generate over 400,000 email contacts. This is my, you know, top 3 tips, bang, bang, bang. Then they'll engage back with you, and then you can get into a bit of an engagement. And then, and only then, is when I would suggest, say, hey, look, by the way, I've got this training coming up, and if you want to get on it, come check it out. You'll learn a whole heap of, you know, things about it. Okay, so lead with the giving hand. But that strategy alone, honestly, if you actually, and I had people commit to it and they did it, and they pick up coaching clients, they're picking up, you know, referral partners that are worth, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for them just by following that. So eliminate the shit that ain't working. Put yourself in 2-3 groups that you know have your best target market in there as well. And then give value first. Show them that you know what you're talking about. And then, like I said, they'll want to follow you based off what you're doing.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely. Fantastic. Already there's a couple of things there that I've taken away that I'm about to go and do straight away and get rid of a whole bunch of groups and probably start my own Michael Griffiths group at the same time. So fantastic, and thank you so much for being so open and sharing and really adding some great value to this podcast. Finally, before we let you go, how can people get in contact with you? Where do you want people to go and visit? How can people connect with yourself?
Cool, so probably a couple of areas. If you're interested in building an email list, then I do run a webinar, weekly webinar, which is titled My Number One Sales Funnels That Generates Over 400,000 Email Contacts for Free. And I want to share with you how I've actually been able to do that for free. You can go to theonlinebusinessaccelerator.com, go there, register, or just head over to brettcampbell.net. Check out what I do there and drop me a line. If you see me on Facebook, send me a message. You know, I'm totally here to help and support fellow entrepreneurs on this journey, because that's exactly what it is that we're on.
Yeah, brilliant. And we'll add those links into the description also to make that nice and easy. So make sure that you're clicking on the links, that you're seeing what Brett's doing. Got great tools, great resources around him, and certainly if building followings, building lists, and really being able to get in front of people is something you're needing right now, then you want to be going and checking out Brett and everything that he's doing. But thank you so much for being with us today, Brett. Really appreciate your time and the value you've added here, and looking forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Yeah, likewise, mate. My pleasure, and thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure.